Johnny Walker wishing you a really good weekend and a great week. Join us next Saturday afternoon. More fine music and conversation with Keith Richards. BBC Radio 1 FM. Thank you, Mr. Earl. The time now is 6 o'clock. And here is Fluff with the Saturday Rock Show.
Hello, Jonathan. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks.
You got a cold?
Yeah, a bit of a one hanging around,
so.
You know.
When you go home, tell them this is Lemsip every 4 hours.
No,
right?
I don't bother with all of that stuff. Beer, mate.
Oh, no, you have it with a glass of whiskey.
Yeah, oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Have a great show.
Just after 6, and the time has come again. And as always, our thanks to Johnny Walker and guest, the celebrated Walter Trout, during the last 3 hours on Formidable 1FM. Don't forget, it's Mark Hurst and Songlines at 8:30. Andy Kershaw arrives at 9. John Peel takes command at 11 o'clock. And the Saturday Rock Show tonight has some archive gems from all of 8 years ago at Hammersmith and open requests from Led Zeppelin, Genesis and Judas Priest. Actually, from the archives, it's back to the Hammersmith Odeon from 1985 and some wondrous mayhem coming from Saxon, that's for sure. And we're going to get to grips with Extreme, The Bullet Boys, Steelheart, Naked Truth, Def Leppard, Tesla, Damn Yankees, FM and Kiss. Anyway, let's get to business. And tonight's Mighty Double, coming from Metallica. They are music lovers, I think, without any doubt. In 1993, they're going to be one of the major rock forces, indeed. Metallica there, first of all, with one of the great protest songs of the 1980s. They had a chilling set of lyrics taken from The Master of Puppets and Metallica with Disposable Heroes. And we followed it up with their 84 album, Ride the Lightning, and Metallica with Trapped Under Ice. Incidentally, there'll be some exclusive Metallica tour information that I think Tommy may have talked about last night on the Friday rock show. It's coming soon to 1FM. I think it'll be dispensed this coming week by one Basher Bates. All right, and there it was, Metallica, Trapped Under Ice. Saturday Rock Show with Spinal Tap. Rather like it. Spinal Tap there on MCA Records, taken from their 1992 album there, Break Like the Wind. I think that was rather good. Called Cash on Delivery, right? Right, let's move around. We're calling in Alan Joyce from Dumbartonshire in Scotland. How you doing, Alan? Thank you very much for your letter. You write, could you please feature the wonderfully mesmerising Kashmir by Led Zeppelin from the Physical Graffiti album and dedicated to all Zepp fans, right? I'm glad you're enjoying both the Friday and the Saturday rock shows, Al. Hang around. And Ian Baird came through on the fluff line all the way from Southampton. Also said he'd like to hear Kashmir. He'd like it for the family, for his lovely wife, Janet, for the children, Geordie and Daniel, who I believe are developing into quite rockers in their own right, OK? And can we say a big hello to Tony and Mags and the family? So there you are, Ian, everybody accounted for. Look after yourself. Have a good 1993. Zepp, on the way. Hello, music lovers. Taken from their complete category, right? It's a jewel in the crown, right? A little bit of Kashmir there from Led Zeppelin, as suggested by Mr. Alan Joyce there in Dumbarton, up in Scotland, hello, Scotland. And also for Ian Baird in Southampton for the family, wife Janet, children Geordie and Daniel and Tony and Mags and family, all right? Physical Graffiti, 1975, and Led Zeppelin came along with the one called Kashmir. I'm just wondering if Rolf Harris will get around to that one. Incidentally, don't forget Mr. Andy Kershaw will be on deck tonight at 9 o'clock. He's got a choice of music from right around the world, and he has 10,000 maniacs in session. And, of course, he's hotly pursued by Mr. John Peel at 11, who'll be playing some tremendous music, plus session tracks from Dinosaur Jr. and the Drop 19s. Shows not to be missed tonight on Formidable 1 FM. All right, not off. And with the time approaching 6:30, in the newsroom is Brian Deacon.
The White House says Iraq has complied with the Allied ultimatum to move anti-aircraft missiles out of the exclusion zone in the south of the country. A spokesman said Baghdad backed down in the face of solidarity among the Gulf War allies. Bosnia's pulled out of talks aimed at bringing peace to the former Yugoslavia following the killing of its deputy prime minister by a Serb soldier. The UN commander in Sarajevo has admitted that his troops made mistakes when Serb forces shot the minister dead. An inquiry by Croatian experts has accused Serbian troops of raping up to 30,000 Bosnian women. They say 15 camps were set up for sexual terrorism. Two men died this afternoon near Carmarthen in West Wales when their crane touched high-voltage overhead cables. They were loading a car onto a lorry. Officials in Shetland stopped aerial spraying detergent on oil from the tanker Brer. They were worried that local people would blockade the runway because they're worried about the effects of the spray. Football, there are new leaders of the Premier League, Manchester United. They thrash Spurs 4-1. Aston Villa won at Liverpool. That's it, Alan. Next update, 7:30.
Thank you very much indeed, Brian Deacon, eh? What about that? It's about to rock! The UK's number one! On FM! Ah!
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Just like $1,800. I knew about racing, stitching pace before. Woo! Some beauty dude was bleeding on the
one time.
I wonder what they'll bring us in 1993. However, we're well worth the waiting. Bullet Boys there from their 91 album called Freak Show on Warner Brothers Records there, and hell yeah. And as you well know, music lovers, there are three sides to every story, right?
Take me with you where you're going. Oh, Daddy, please.
Absolutely, and I think Music Love is one of the outstanding albums of 1993, which can only augur well for 1992, should I say, which should augur well for 1993. Extreme, they're in tremendous form, taken from their Three Sides to Every Story album on A&M Records and the one called Our Father.